sex with my miniature stallion.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Suck a little dick, suck a little crack.
I feel it in my fucking cunt. My cunt is fucking hurting.
Shit it out, whore. Shit it out.
Bang, yang, 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 yang. I like to suck on him orally.
You clam down on that goddamn dick, and you play it.
A mouth full of sperm, and a rectum full of sperm.
Such a sweet rectum.
Yes, yes.
Sexy time. Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, July 1st, 2008. Coming up on the program today, a 10-year-old with Tourette's caused 9/11. Plus, writing fuck you on homework assignments still gets you an A for effort and sweet, refreshing boy urine. All of this plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's coming up right here, right now. On the Distorted View Show.
Look, you can...
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. Got a great show for you today. Brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. Got to say thanks to Andy for sending this in. Andy found Little House on the Prairie sex fan fiction. It's not just sex fan fiction. It's violent fantasy BDSM fan fiction. And really... like, I almost think the people that write Star Wars or Star Trek or Smurf porn, whatever, I don't think that's nearly as bad as this fucked up son of a bitch. Because first of all, he's writing about banging Laura, right, who was a teenager on Little House on the Prairie. So right there, he's kind of messed up. But then it gets really violent, and you think, like, wow, this guy has a weird, like, prepubescent pioneer frontier time fetish. I would be surprised if the author of this story hasn't already raped or killed someone, and he did it in a covered wagon. You know, and I realized Little House on the Prairie was on TV like 30, 35 years ago, something like that, so a lot of my listeners have probably never seen an episode, don't really know what the show is about. So in order for you to really appreciate today's Sextastic Tuesday story, let me give you some background information on the show. It was about a family that lived in the 1800s in a little house on a prairie. And all of the laughter, love, and hardships a frontier time family experienced. Oh, they dealt with all sorts of problems. Death, plagues. It was not a very happy show. As a matter of fact, one of the most remembered episodes of Little House on the Prairie is the episode where Mary goes blind. Here is that entire episode wrapped up in 30 seconds. Start your clocks.
Eyes are just a little tired.
Seems to be a little eye strain, but basically you're fine.
Mary is going blind.
I'm gonna be blind? I can't see!
There are schools for the blind.
Allow me to introduce myself. All you think about is being blind.
You see, it's not so hard.
No, I don't see.
I can see clearly now. The rain is gone.
I want to hold your face in my heart, Adam.
All right, there you go. Now, no one can say they've never seen an episode of Little House on the Prairie. And with that, let's get into today's Sextastic Tuesday. Enjoy.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
All right, here we go. Little House on the Prairie fan fiction entitled Little House of Terror. I had been living outside Walnut Grove for around a year. I found it so easy to fulfill my lust with young girls in places on the frontier. Even in the 1800s, there were pedophiles. Heck, people disappeared all the time out here. A girl or so wouldn't cause me that big of a problem before I left again. I really had my eye on a pair I noticed on their farm on my trips into town. I learned their names were Mary and Laura Wilder. Mary looked to be about 15, Laura 13. They were cuter than anyone I had in a while. On a very special little house on the prairie, Mary gets raped! Raped blind!
Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come.
I can't see!
I debated taking them away from their house, but I realized I really hated their dad. He was a stupid do-gooder who I think was starting to notice the way I looked at the girls. I was ambivalent about the mom and the younger daughter. Then, as I was just about ready, I heard that she was taking the little girl to another town to see a special doctor. They would be gone for a few days. I decided my best chance would be after the girls got home and while Dad was still in the fields. They came home and found me waiting in the house. I grabbed them both, hitting Mary on the jaw and stunning her. I put my foot on her back as I held Laura and used some rawhide strips to bind her wrist behind her. Jesus. I then stuffed a rag in her mouth and did the same to Mary and then bounded both of their ankles. I said, "Let's wait until Dad comes in before we get any further." I did bend over and feel each of their breasts, though, through their dresses as they squealed into their gags. I then heard their dad calling their names. He opened the door and his eyes widened in shock as he saw his girls. I stuck my pistol up next to his head and said, "If you try anything, you're dead, and then them." I tied him to a chair, too, so that he could watch what came next. First of all, I love this horny bastard is writing Little House on the Prairie fan fiction like 30 years after it aired. He just can't get Laura out of his mind. So he's obsessed with banging teenage girls from a TV show that takes place in the 19th century. And then, to top it all off, he's got a bit of a violent streak in him. He wants to torture everyone in that little house. I went over to Mary and reached up to the neck of her dress and yanked down on it hard. She had on bloomers. Sexy bloomers. I did the same to Laura, who seemed to have the more perfect, if younger, body, and looked at their dad and said, "Which one would you choose first?" I took out my knife and put it up to his throat and said, "Choose!" He cried and said, "I can't! You can't ask a man to choose like this!" "Oh, Michael Landon, you're just making this harder on yourself." I said, "Okay, if you had chosen, it might have been easier. Now it'll be very hard." I tore the gag off of Laura's mouth and the bodice away from her small, beautiful breasts. Bodice is the top part of a dress, I guess. And began to twist them hard. A little nipple play action. She screamed in pain at this, and I said, "I will stop if you suck my dick, you whore." I added the "you whore" part, but it's probably something he would say. "But if you bite me, I will cut off your dad's dick." I pulled his dick out of his pants and ran my knife over it for emphasis. Ooh, very dramatic. She opened her mouth and I slammed my cock in until she was choking. I then slammed in and out until I was ready to come. Could you imagine if this was an episode of Little House on the Prairie? Like, the writers have gone insane. Can't believe they put this on TV. And then pulled out and sprayed myself all over her face and breasts. Oh. I then ungagged Mary and forced her to lick up all the cum. I then tore Laura's bloomers off and proceeded to take off my pants. I then penetrated her as she begged me not to. "Mary, you're getting fuck silly. What do you have to say?"
"I can't see!"
"Because you got a little cum in your eye. It burns." Alright, I forced her legs apart and shoved in. She screamed as I forced my way through her hymen and started shoving in until I hit bottom. It's as far as I can go. I did this over and over and over until I squirted my load into her. I then told Mary that she would now have to suck her dad off. He didn't want her to, but as she took him in her mouth, he got hard anyways. Michael Landon. As she knelt over him, I tore her bloomers off. How many bloomers? I thought he's tore off bloomers from Laura and Mary. I mean, do they have layers of bloomers on? As she knelt over him, I tore her bloomers off and then her bodice and penetrated her pussy from behind. It caused her to clamp her teeth down on her dad in pain, and he howled from the pain as well. I fucked her with her head in her daddy's lap until I came. I then dragged them over to chairs and draped them over them so their asses were sticking in the air and said, "Now I have a special surprise for you. I open the door and let in my part wolf... What? I let in my part wolf mix huge dog... Oh, sure, why not? Let's add bestiality into the mix here. And said, time for some more fun, demon. Choose the one you want and I will take the other. I had tied them across the chairs so they couldn't move. Demon went over to Laura and mounted her. She screamed as she could feel his big doggy cock begin to penetrate her ass. At the same time, I went over to Mary and positioned myself and shoved it into her ass. Demon and I pumped them together as their dad could only sit there and cry. We finally came, and both girls were dripping cum out of their pussies and asses. Okay, first of all, you, like, fuck Laura and then turn around and fuck Mary, and then now you're fucking Laura and Mary again, and you're getting your dick sucked. Like, no man has that much stamina. I'm calling bullshit on you. You're making some of this up. I know it. Hate when people exaggerate their sex stories. Alright, we finally came, and both girls were dripping cum out of their pussies and asses. I decided it was time to go, but wanted to end this creatively. end with a bang. I went over to the fire and got a poker and heated it up. I then went to the dad and cut off his dick and stuck it in his mouth and used a bandana to tie it in. I used the poker to cut off the bleeding. I then broke off two axe handles and shoved the sharp ends into each of the girls' pussy. The guy who wrote this story is fucked up! He should be locked away. He is going to do this to someone. It's only a matter of time before I read a news story on the show that's like insane rapists dressed underage victims in pioneer time clothes and raped them with fireplace pokers and his dog Demon.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Alright, so I then broke off two axe handles and shoved the sharp ends into each of the girls' pussies. Their screams were loud and long. I then said, I'm going to start a long, slow fire so you get to burn. I then set the house on fire and rode away, knowing I would have to move on soon. But it was a huge country with lots of new territory, and I was sure Demon and I would have lots of adventures to come. The end. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Just a real quick reminder, sign up for the Sideshow. It's Distorted Views member site. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Yesterday, we did a video cast. Today, Sideshow members will get a second bonus episode of Distorted View. Plus, later this week, we'll have an extended show for you. Again, superfreaksideshow.com is the address, and for a limited time, you can sign up for a lifetime membership. We won't have to fucking deal with PayPal or any of that bullshit ever again. All the information is up on the website, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Columbus, Ohio. Police charge a Northwest Columbus man with criminal mischief for allegedly planning to collect young boys' urine and then drink it. Whenever I read these type of stories, I'm always quick to point out, like, I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with that. I mean, it's creepy, you know, but there's nothing, I don't think, against the law with collecting, you know, little boys' urine after they've done their business. What makes it creepy is he's specifically going after little boys' urine. You know what I mean? Like, isn't all urine the same, really? We should have a piss taste test with some pedophile creep. That would be fascinating, wouldn't it? Like, you know, maybe all pee into a cup. We'll have, like, an elderly guy pee in a cup, and then we'll have, like, an 8-year-old boy pee in a cup, and see if he can tell the difference. It's like the Pepsi Challenge. Honestly, I don't think he'd be able to tell the difference. It's like being able to tell the difference between Lucky Charms and, you know, the generic brand. Good Luck Trophies, or whatever they call it. Special Treasures, or something. It's the same food. All right, yes. According to a police report, a female employee at Sports Ohio recognized him as the same man she saw the previous week putting saran wrap on toilets and cups in urinals. The employee called police and found Patton walking out of a restroom stall with a black duffel bag. He's up to no good. Patton told investigators that he was not hurting anyone and that he suffers from an illness. He's like a vampire, but instead of drinking blood, he has to suck down the sweet yellow nectar of a prepubescent boy. Oh, speaking of prepubescent boys, Distorted View was nominated this year for two Blogger's Choice Awards, I guess. And that's not even that big of an honor because there's gazillions nominated. But we were nominated for Best Podcast, which we have no chance of winning because Keith and the Girl, you know, just always dominates that. But I was also nominated for Freakiest Blogger. And if there's any category that Distorted View should win, it's goddamn Freakiest Blogger. I mean, you guys are the freaks, after all. So I'm going to put a link on the show notes for a while so you guys can just click on it. And if you could, just take a second and vote for Freakiest Blogger. I think that would be a cool award to win, right? Like, yeah, who cares about Best Podcast or whatever. I think Freakiest Blogger is a title I would be proud to wear. All right, now, let's get back to drinking piss. Yes, Patton said, I'm not hurting anyone, and I suffer from an illness. Piss gives me strength. Yes, Patton did not have any contact with any of the boys during the incident, but was at the complex at least twice over the past couple weeks. Well, probably just to collect the urine. Patton, a registered sex offender, ooh, things aren't looking good for you, posted bond and faces the misdemeanor charge. In 1994, Patton pleaded guilty to a charge of gross sexual imposition against an 8-year-old boy. He served 4 years in prison and was labeled a sex offender. Then in 2006, it doesn't end there, Patton was caught at a Kahana movie theater and was accused of watching little boys urinate. Well, that's not a crime, is it? It's a public restroom. If watching little boys urinate is a crime, consider me guilty. Slap some handcuffs on me. No, really, don't. I don't watch little boys urinate that often. Seriously, though, where are the parents of these little boys? Just letting them go into a public restroom by themselves. Police said Patton would turn the water to the urinals off, place a cup inside, and then collect the urine after a boy went to the bathroom. It's just devastating, said a Dublin mother. Jesus Christ. You know what? Okay, the guy is a creep. We get it. But haven't you guys noticed a pattern in these news stories? Whenever the news agency contacts someone who is loosely to not even connected to the story at all, they become the biggest drama queen ever. Oh, it's devastating! Someone took the urine of my little boy! We were gonna use that to build homes for orphans! Or something like, really, what are you going to use urine for? Are you really going to miss it? It's just devastating, said a Dublin mother of four who requested anonymity. The woman said that instead of allowing her 9-year-old son to use public restrooms by himself, she will take him in the women's restroom with her. The mother said she wanted her son to see Patton's picture. I told him, I know you get very upset when I don't let you go to the bathroom by yourself. This is why. This man is waiting in there for little boys to do terrible things to them. Good grief. Second story we have for you today, this one comes from London. A student who scribbled an expletive on an English language exam paper was awarded 7.5% for accurate spelling and effective communication. The pupil who wrote, "Fuck you," after being asked in an English exam to, quote, "describe the room you're sitting in," got 2 marks out of 27, and would have gotten more if he had added some punctuation. Chief Examiner Peter Buckroyd went on to say, "It does show some very basic skills we are looking for, like conveying some meaning and some spelling." Buckroyd works at the Assessment and Qualifications Alliance Examinations Board. It shows some nominal skills, but no relevance to the task, he added. If it had an exclamation mark, it would have gotten a little bit more because it would have been showing a little bit of skill. According to the Times newspaper, to gain minimal marks in English GSCE papers, which is an exam taken by hundreds of thousands of 16-year-olds across England every year, pupils must demonstrate some simple sequencing of ideas and an ability to put some words in appropriate order. Final story we have for you today. Kind of funny. A 10-year-old boy with obsessive compulsive disorder thought the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center were his fault. The 10-year-old thought that the September 11th attacks in 2001 happened because he did not step on a particular white mark on the road that day. Leading psychologists said the boy is fucked up Experts from University College London believe it is the first time a patient has blamed themselves for a major terrorist attack. In a report, the boy, who suffers from OCD and Tourette's syndrome, double whammy, was racked with guilt after the attack. The boy released a statement to the New York Times on Monday in which he says, quote, "I'm sorry I caused so much pain and killed thousands of innocent cocksucking motherfuckholes! Eat my fat shit! If I would have stepped on that motherfucking gook spot, the world would be a much happier shitbox! Cunt!" According to psychologist Dr. Robinson, the boy had been extremely pleasant and likable in the run-up to the attacks, with good school grades despite being afflicted by the two conditions. In a report on the case, she says, his parents reported that he had become much worse, that he was fed up, annoyed, and tortured by his tics. One prominent symptom was that he normally had to step correctly on a particular white mark on the road. On September 11th, the day of the atrocities, he forgot to do this and therefore thought the World Trade Center attack was his personal fault. Well, there we go. All this time we thought it was Osama bin Laden. Looks like we owe someone an apology. My face is red. Nancy, send Osama a fruit basket. Tell him we're sorry. Thanks, hon. All right, now that I got that taken care of, OCD is a condition where sufferers repeat certain behaviors, such as washing their hands or avoiding cracks in the pavement over and over again. Tourette syndrome, meanwhile, causes involuntary tics and outbursts of swearing. Nearly 3,000 people were killed when terrorists flew two jets into the Twin Towers. I don't know why I'm laughing. I think that's just a funny way to end the news story. Oh, by the way, nearly 3,000 people were killed when terrorists flew two jets into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in 2001. So there you go. Ending on a happy note. And my friends, it's your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get... Alright, we'll do just a couple... voicemails. I'm getting angry. Oh, I got something in my throat. Come.
Timothy, it's Steve-O from Chicago. What's happening?
Hi,
what's up,
Steve?
Anyways, I was just thinking about that old Bill chick. You know, it's like, oh, Bill... Oh, Bill.
Yeah, dude. She's not that high pitched, though. She's much lower. Like, oh, Bill! Bill! Fuck me, Bill!
I just can't help but think about how weird that sounds because of the name Bill. I mean, it's not a very sexy name.
No.
But it could be worse.
Like,
so
Edward.
It was like, what if it was Howard? Oh, yeah, Howard.
Howard's another
one. Oh, Howard. Or Melvin. Oh, Melvin.
Yeah.
Oh, Melvin.
Harold.
Copernicus. Oh, Copernicus. And also, I also want to tell you about something
else. Not a sexy name like Tim. Timothy. Oh, Timothy. Fuck me, Timothy. Ram your cock in my cunt hole, Timothy. See, that's sexy.
I just got back.
Damn. Fuck me, Tim.
Italy. And while I was in Italy, no joke, I walked into a grocery store, and right in front of me is a stack of an energy drink called Pussy. And I kind of thought about that because of the vulva scent thing that you just talked about. So,
yes
there is an energy drink in Italy called Pussy. It does not translate into anything but Pussy.
I know you're a Sideshow member because you've got the vulva thing.
And I've got pictures, and I'm going to email them.
Oh, thank you very, very much.
Hey, Jim. Hey, I'm a Sideshow member, and I am loving it!
Nice.
What I would like, though, is some of this porn, these mini clips of porn that you talk about, it would really be great for the Sideshow members if you could, like, post them so we could view them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the best thing I ever did was join the Sideshow!
Nice. Thank you very much.
Hey, Jimmy. Thank you from Colorado.
Hello. Speak up, honey.
I'm listening to the extended portion of the June 25th show, and you were talking about the...
Another Sideshow member. Very nice.
Colorado legislator passing that bill. I've heard of the bill, but I haven't seen nor heard the PSA.
The commercial, yeah.
And I really like it, because those damn PSAs are so overacted.
I know.
Ridiculous.
It's by the same... For you people that are not Sideshow members, it was a public service announcement by Focus on the Family. And if you remember a long time ago on the show, I played a Focus on the Family PSA about a grandkid visiting his grandfather who's in jail because he prayed or he shared his religious views in public. And Focus on the Family was saying, That's what the future holds or something like that. Well, there's a new one, and it's all about... well, it's supposed to be about, like, just anti-discrimination, but it ended up being about cross-dressers in public restrooms fondling your children or something.
I'm glad you brought it up. But to clear things up, the bill, I guess, does actually state that if you believe you are, like, I guess, let's say, female, even though you're male, if you believe you are female, you can go into a female restroom.
Oh, how convenient for us men. Finally, easy access to the women's restroom. Panty sniffing has never been easier.
Oh my God, Tim, I can barely stop laughing. Your Thursday show was fantastic.
Oh, thank
Thursday
you.
Exclusive show oh. was fantastic. It could have other-
Seriously, these are just how they came in order. I'm really not picking out just the sideshow people, I swear to God.
Years, and that could have been the best ever. Don't you dare show those slackers or replay any of those things to those slackers who don't pay you a lousy $5 a month. Give me a break. I should have $5 in coins every fucking day.
Ooh, magic anus.
That was fantastic.
He's got a piggy anus. Thank you very much. We'll do one more here.
Hey, man. I don't know if I'm fucking retarded or if your voicemail's fucked up.
Both.
Some shit's going down, though. Either way, hey, I was calling about the ICP.
There is some shit going down with the voicemail.
Shit, I called the other day talking about how stupid they are. Well, it turns out Celine Dion has done a cover of AC/DC's You Shook Me All Night Long. I'm assuming it's horrifying. I heard about it on Stephanie Miller, if your fans want to check that out. StephanieMiller.com.
Oh, yeah.
Little free plug there.
Miller. She used to have on Fox, she did a late night talk show for like a season or something. Now she's a radio host.
Anyway, love the show. Celine Dion is horrifying, so that would probably be pretty funny.
I thought you were going to say Celine Dion did a cover of an ICP song, and that would be impressive. Anyways, thank you everyone for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD, as in, oh God.
I'm going to be fine. I can't see.
I know one man that's smirking. Ooh, easier to rape her now. Let's get those bloomers off. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Likewise, vote for us as the freakiest blogger at the Blogger Choice Awards. Link is on the show notes today. If you're a Sideshow member, you got a bonus episode coming your way in just a few hours. Until tomorrow, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Fuck! In the suburbs, except that he was talented. I'm rocking the suburbs. I take the checks and face the facts. Some producer with computers fixes all my shitty tracks these days. Yeah, yeah, I'm rocking the suburbs.
Don't you ever talk about my dick without my permission!